talking Delta Panthers sports on the Jim Davis Show.
And with us this morning on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, he's the coach of the Delta Panthers baseball team, Steve Ryer. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing well. Are you guys leaving like in the next 5 minutes because you got to play in Sterling? Holy crow.
Right?
That is a haul. I've been to Sterling. That is a long, long trip from our side of the hill. But, hey, you don't care where you're playing, right? Because you're in the postseason. That's the only thing that matters. You got Bennett, of course, coming up tomorrow. But that's going to be a long, long road trip for your kids.
Yeah, it is. And we're going to try to break it up a little bit. We're going to practice before we leave this morning and, you know, not try to fight and find a field over on the other side, and the wind's supposed to be blowing and all that good stuff. So we're gonna practice where we leave, and you know, take our time getting over there, and you know, a couple stops here and there to stretch the legs, because it's definitely a jaunt.
No doubt about it. Steve Ryer, coach of the Delta Panthers baseball team, with us. And Steve, I think you have to be pleased that your team finished up. I know you're hoping to get that sweep against North Fork, but Dakota Coates got a good baseball team. You got the split with them. You won 6 out of your last 8, so some good momentum heading into the postseason for your Panthers club.
Yeah, we feel pretty good about how we're playing right now. You know, that game last weekend, the first game, you know, we kicked a couple around, or that's a different outcome. And you know, I think probably every coach that loses a ball game can make that claim. But, you know we were close. And, you know, we talked to the team yesterday and said, you know, this is the hand we've been dealt, and we just have to – you know, you either have to play with that hand or fold, and we're not going to fold. So we're going to, you know, we're going to head over, and, you know, our main focus right now is beating Bennett in game one and then getting ready for Sterling.
That's a 9 o'clock start tomorrow, by the way. So it's an early game for the Delta Panthers against a Bennett team that, let's talk about them a little bit in terms of what they bring to the table, Steve. They've got some really good players from a batting average standpoint, guys who put up some pretty impressive offensive numbers. One of them is Nicholas Haas, who's hitting .584 right now. He's got 19 ribbies. They also have a player in Seth Kautz that currently has 30 RBIs to lead them on the season. He's got 6 doubles, a team that comes in with a batting average right now of .396. So pretty potent lineup you face when you take on Bennett tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. We had an opportunity to watch them play when we went to Greeley a few weeks ago, and they played peak to peak right before we did. And that's one thing we noticed. They swing it very well. You know, that, you know, pitching wise, they don't have anything overpowering, but sometimes, you know, having guys that can, you know, change speeds and hit spots is, you know, just as effective. And we've done that a little bit ourselves this year on the pitching side of things. So, we know we're going to have to go over there and play a clean game, first game, and, you know, put the ball in play and see what happens from there.
You know, you the anticipation would be probably face Sterling in that next game. Of course, they've got their, you know, their own hurdle that they have to get over first with Middle Park. But the Sterling ball club that you hope to face in the district championship, a team that also has a pretty impressive offensive lineup, .351 batting average. They've got a couple of guys, one of them, and Andrew Meek, who is hitting .476. He's got 38 RBIs. You face, you know, go from one team in Bennett that's got a pretty good lineup and can swing it to another one in Sterling, who you might face, that also swings it pretty well.
Yeah, you know, Sterling's, they're the number 3 out of that Patriot League, and you look at their scores, man, my gosh, they played Eaton to 1 run and 2 runs, and same thing with University. And so, you know, we know they're going to be very solid. I believe they have 8 seniors. You look at their pitching staff, and they have a combined ERA of a 1.65, so we know they chuck it pretty well, too. So, you know, we've kind of feel like we've been playing playoff baseball the last 2 weeks. So, you know, we kind of feel like we've had our backs against the wall, and this is no different. And that's what hopefully these last 2 weeks has prepared us for that.
Panthers baseball coach Steve Ryer with us. Delta opens up the regional tournament, the Region 3 over in Sterling against Bennett tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And so how do you approach from a pitching standpoint, Steve? I mean, you got to win that first one to get a chance to play in the championship. Is it Braden Sprout? How do you go about addressing your pitching situation?
Yeah, we were actually talking about that last night, and you know, we've got three guys that we consider that can start it, you know, start any game and be successful. And you know, we've actually started talking about last night maybe pitching that first one backwards a little bit, and you know, having Ty Reed, who throws hard and has a good slider, you know, starting him, or we may start Sprout. You know, that's probably going to be you know, more of a game time feel. Because you know, definitely, you don't win that first one, second one doesn't matter. So you know, we're kind of putting all of our thoughts together on that, and have a plan by this afternoon, I'm sure.